Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we come from you live from Miami, Florida, in the pouring rain outside as we attend one of our close friends' funerals that we've been taking care of these last 6 months. Father Facilis will be laid to rest today after his battle of cancer. We pray for his soul as we continue our practice today in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 4 with verses 11 through 12. We created another song today about wisdom's admonishment. Our practice today is in verses 11 and 12 in chapter 4. Wisdom teaches her children and admonishes all who can understand her. Those who love her life, those who seek her out win the Lord's favor. Heed the counsel of the Lord. Wisdom blooms within her words, guided through life's journey, paying heed to what you've heard. I heard his voice tell me to abide, and I would no longer have to hide the shame of being tortured and abused. As a boy, just joining the Navy to see the world was his ploy. But I encountered evil, something I can never forget. Even though others can't understand what happened to me, I have learned that Jesus has paid my debt. Shame is erased and another song has been written. Can you identify with the lines that make us all forgiven? Enjoy wisdom's admonishment. The song's titled, Wisdom's Admonishment. In the depths of despair, I was lost and alone, searching for answers with a heart turned to stone. But then came a voice, a divine intervention, admonishing me with love, a heavenly attention. Oh, the Lord's words cut deep like a sharpened sword, opening my eyes, revealing truths I ignored. In his wisdom I found solace, a guiding light, a chance for redemption to make things right. Admonished by the Lord, my soul awakened. Through trials and tribulations, wisdom was taken. With humble reverence, I embrace the divine, for in his admonishment, true enlightenment I find. Through trials and hardships, I stumbled and fell, but the Lord's words echoed like a sacred spell. He chastised my actions with a gentle hand, showing me the path where true wisdom stands. Oh, the Lord's words cut deep like a sharpened sword, opening my eyes, revealing truths I ignored. In his wisdom I found solace, a guiding light, a chance for redemption to make things right. Admonished by the Lord, my soul awakened. Through trials and tribulations, wisdom was taken. With humble reverence, I embrace the divine, for in his admonishment, true enlightenment I find. In the depths of my heart, I now understand the grace of the Lord's admonishment, unrepentantly so grand. He taught me compassion, forgiveness, and grace to walk in his footsteps and seek his embrace. Admonished by the Lord, my soul awakened. Through trials and tribulations, wisdom was taken. With humble reverence, I embrace the divine, for in his admonishment, true enlightenment I find. So let the melody of wisdom fill the air as I share the lessons learned, my heart laid bare. Admonished by the Lord, I rise from the fall, forever grateful for his wisdom, standing tall. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 4. It's verses 11 through 12, one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Children Taught by Wisdom's Rites, verses 11 and 12, are where I derive my song from today. I hope you enjoyed its wisdom and admonishment. Amen. But today, this is a one stanza poem. It's titled Children Taught by Wisdom's Right. Children taught by wisdom's right, all admonished by understanding her, seeking to love her, love of life, win the favor of the Lord. Will occur. Amen. I'm Thomas Sher Cruz Wiggins. It's December 16th, 2023. We're recording bright and early this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We'll close at 7:33 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John, in Jesus' name.